Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
They're like, BT, what's wrong? And I'm like, man, I'm ready to go. You know, I feel like the racehorse in the gate. You know, cut me loose. Once I get going, I'll settle down. Things will be fine. And sure enough, you know, they cut you loose. And so when I get done, my pressure is actually lower than it was when I started. My pulse is about the same because, you know, I've just been working. But the cool thing is, I'm 56 right now. I'll be 57 in August. I'm one of the oldest. I'm the eldest lieutenant there is. And so we got our grades yesterday. And the average firefighter to finish this event, two laps, is about 8 minutes and 20 seconds. That's the average for the department, 8:20. BT come in at 6:51. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. You know, for an old guy. And we got Mr. Lester Gomez. He's a young guy. He's like 23. And it killed him because he did a 10-minute and something. And it killed Lester. He's like, BT, man, I can't believe I did 10 minutes. I can't believe I let you beat me. I said, well, that's just what it is, Lester. He goes, I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to beat your score. I said, well, you know, Mo. We call him Mo. I don't know. It's kind of a fire department thing. I said, Mo, the thing is, you can do it as many times as you want. You can beat my score as many times as you want. But I'm going to do it again, and I'll beat your score. Just rubbing it in on the poor boy. I can do that. But I was proud of myself. But still, the point there is that we don't like to be tested. We don't like to be graded, right? I know I don't. And then when, you have self-assessments and stuff, a lot of times we often think highly of ourselves, you know. And we do peer reviews where my two guys will grade me. And it's usually more honest than if I graded myself because I'm probably one of the best lieutenants there is, you know, in the state of Texas. Maybe even the state. Yeah. But they might not see as clearly as I do. But I want to talk to you just a few minutes because I got to hurry. Steve only gave me 3 minutes to do this. So. Streamline, right? Grade yourself. Grading ourselves. We can read out of Romans chapter 12, verse number 3, it says, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought. Ooh, there's me. But rather think of yourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of us, or to each of you. Okay? So I got 5 questions to ask you today. And this is going to be a self-assessment. It's not going to be a teaching moment. It's not going to tell you, hey, do this, do that. It's going to be a self-assessment. Okay? Y'all can do that, right? You don't even have to have paper for this. First question is, am I a good Christian example? When people see you, do they see Christ? You know, it'd be kind of hard for me to say that 100% of the times those guys see me as Christ, you know? But I strive that way, try to do the right things, you know? Another question is, does your outward expression, how will people see you, reflect your inward character? We may self-assess and say, I'm a good Christian person. But when our expressions on the outside is not lining up with what we feel like we are. So a good assessment there is, am I a good example of a Christian? That's a good question, right? Matthew 7:16 through 20 says, by their fruit you will recognize them. That's kind of cool. You know, we talk about judging. Don't judge lest you be judged. The same standard you judge others, you'll be judged by. However, he tells us that by their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorns bushes, or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but bad trees bear bad fruit. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. So by your fruit, people will recognize you. And that fruit that you give, is it reflecting a good Christian fruit? Okay? Number 2. What do my harvest look like? That sounds kind of dumb when I say it like that. What do my harvest look like? What does my harvest look like? What are we reaping in our lives? Is our life full of turmoil? Is it full of stress? Are we happy? Are we content? You know, what's going on in our lives? What kind of harvest are we reaping? Hosea says in chapter 8, verse 7, he says that they sow the wind to the wind and reap the whirlwind. So what we're sowing is what we're going to reap. If we're sowing happiness and joy to others, then we'll probably reap that back. I know that in my relationship with Cindy, when I treat her well, she treats me well. And I want to treat her well because I want her to be happy. And when I do that, what do I get? I reap all the benefits of a loving wife that wants to give back to me. And the same can be said with the people around us. If we're sowing that to others, if we're going to work or we're going to people and we always griping and complaining about they do this wrong or they do that wrong, next thing you know, they're going to be saying it right back to you and you're going to be reaping that same stuff. But sometimes we just need to quit talking and just be quiet. And then sow good stuff. You know what? They may be a poor decision maker, but you know what? He's a good guy. I like him. You know, he's a fantastic guy who'll do anything for you. So just think about, you know, am I going to reap this into someone else's life? Okay? So what are we reaping? We may be sowing. Question number three, do we have joy? Or do you have joy? Do you have joy in your life? I heard a sermon about Ephesians chapter 6, and we know this is the armor of God. More specifically, in verse 15, it says, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The preacher at that message said, if you don't have peace in your life, you ain't got the right shoes on, because something's wrong. If you're putting the right shoes on, you're going to have peace in your life. And that can got to go back to that second one, right? If we don't have peace in our life, what are we sowing into the world? If we're sowing peace, hey, then we might be reaping some peace. But do you have joy in your life? Amen? That was number three, right? Streamline. Question number four. How God-sensitive am I? Another way you could say this is, am I listening and do I hear the voice of God? Am I hungry for a move of God? Do I pray and fast for a move of God in my life? Am I expecting a move of God in my life? So that's a really hard question. That's a tough question to kind of answer. That might take a few more minutes. You know, we can say yes or no, I have joy. I may have to ponder the thought of whether or not we're being a Christian example. But am I wanting something from God? What am I expecting out of God? Am I sensitive to His calling? Do I listen to Him? My dad used to tell me, he said, son, when you get to the place where you can do wrong and that little small voice in your mind doesn't say that's wrong, you're in a very bad place because now the Holy Spirit's not being able to talk to you or you're not listening to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can speak to us all the time, but it's whether or not we choose to listen to that Holy Spirit. Are we sensitive to what the Holy Spirit's telling us? Am I sensitive to what God wants in me? Amen? And question number five, finally, is how does my prayer life, or what does my prayer life look like? And this is a question that specifically you have to answer yourself. How often do you pray? What kind of prayers do you pray? Do we spend more time asking for forgiveness? That's usually the biggest part of my whole prayer life is asking God, Lord, please forgive me for what I've done. You know? Am I bringing the praise and worship to the Lord as well? You know, am I interceding for others? There's a song out there, before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. And I've really tried to pay attention to that. That before I even ask the Lord to forgive me my failures and my sins, my shortcomings, I just take a few minutes and I praise and worship Him and to move into His presence. And then I start asking for myself, right? Get myself right. So the question there is, what does your prayer life look like? Some may say, I don't have a prayer life. Well, I might have a little prayer life. I might get up in the morning and pray. I might pray before my food. If we don't have a prayer life, then we really don't have a dynamic life in Christ at all. It's hard to listen to the Holy Spirit. It's hard to be sensitive to God when we're not spending time with God.